Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, September 4th. Elon Musk told employees that he agrees with ARK Investment that Tesla stock is worth $3,000 a share, but only if they execute really well. Musk has commented on the stock price of his own company many times, but most of the time he says it's too high. Wall Street firms are divided on whether or not the company is overvalued, but few of them believe that Tesla could be worth a lot more. This week, ARK Investment released a new note claiming a $3,000 base stock price target by 2025. In an email to Tesla employees obtained by Electrek, Musk said, quote, "If we execute really well, I agree with ARK Investment. For diligent watchers of Tesla, like us at Electrek, we remember just a few years ago when Musk told employees to ignore the stock price. And now, here we are." Musk has confirmed and elaborated on a delayed timeline for the Cybertruck. Over the last year, with the timeline coming closer, there have been signs that the Cybertruck could be delayed, and even an official statement that deliveries would begin in 2022. Of course, that's not likely based on the state of the company. Yesterday, Elon Musk held a company-wide call with employees in which he confirmed that Tesla doesn't expect to start production until the end of 2022. Not wanting to leave on a bad note, he hyped up the car by saying, quote, "It will be a special project, like a glitch in the Matrix, like if Neo had a car." Elon Musk told employees that this will be the craziest month of deliveries that Tesla will ever have. Production issues due to the chip shortage and logistical issues from bottlenecks at the ports, as well as more recently natural disasters in the U.S., have delayed deliveries for Tesla. Those issues will add to the usual strain of the end-of-quarter delivery wave, and it will make the next few weeks extremely important and challenging for the automaker. The CEO believes that Tesla should get a better handle on the logistics. And he aims for the automaker to put a stop to those delivery waves around the new year. Elon Musk has told Tesla employees that the automaker is aiming to release its $25,000 electric car in the year 2023. He made it clear that this new price point is achieved through Tesla's new battery cell and the new manufacturing effort, which could reduce battery costs by over 50%. In his comments, Musk linked the release of the new model to Tesla achieving a deployable full self-driving system, and he even asked the employees, quote, "Do we want to have this car come with a steering wheel and pedals?" There is some precedent to this question, actually. Back in 2019, Tesla unveiled an image of a vehicle without steering wheel and pedals and said that the goal was to release such a vehicle within 2 years. And now currently, Tesla is trying to release its full self-driving beta software to the wider fleet in the U.S. by the end of the month. Once the software, which still requires driver attention, is completely out, Tesla will improve upon it by using data from the fleet to try to make it several times safer than human drivers in order to achieve regulatory approval and use it as a true full self-driving system. Rivian has released the EPA range rating for their upcoming R1T and R1S electric truck and SUV. For vehicles with the large pack configuration, the R1T pickup will have a range of 314 miles. The SUV will have it near identical at 316 miles of range. Rivian also plans to offer a 250-plus mile pack for both vehicles, though the company has not yet announced the timing on that. With the size of the battery pack, these numbers make the R1T and R1S among the least efficient electric vehicles that are available, likely because they are also the largest. This will give us an idea for efficiency with the upcoming trucks from Ford, GMC, and Tesla. Audi has unveiled a Grand Sphere concept, a pretty wicked-looking electric car that hints at an upcoming electric A8 sedan. The concept is designed around autonomy, and Audi describes it as, quote, "private jet or first class for the road." The vehicle doesn't look anything close to something slated for production, so we're not too excited. However, the German automaker says that the vehicle is equipped with a 120 kilowatt-hour pack with the 800-volt technology found in the e-tron GT. These are capable of, according to Audi, 466 miles of range. That number is likely using the generous WLTP cycle instead of the EPA rating that we use here in the States. Nissan and Waseda University of Tokyo announced that they are starting the testing of a recycling process that recovers high-purity rare earth compounds from electric vehicle motor magnets. Nissan claims that it's able to recover 98% of a motor's rare earth elements using their new recycling process. The method slashes the recovery by around 50% compared to the current method because there is no need to demagnetize, remove, or take apart the magnets. How do they do it? They melt the motor with 2,552 degrees Fahrenheit, add iron oxide, small amount of borate-based flux, and this causes the mixture to separate and the molten oxide layer that contains the rare earth elements float to the top. The higher density iron carbon alloy layer sinks down to the bottom. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.